The State Department of Corrections is about to open a huge new facility in Brooklyn to centralize services for 6,000 people on parole in the borough. As WNYC's Kathleen Horan reports, many nearby residents hope a pending lawsuit will block it from opening in their backyard.
Nearly 100 residents huddle in the cold on 2nd Avenue in Gowanus. About a dozen are school-age kids holding homemade signs.
I see children here. I see adults.
Stephanie Wood is here with her 9-year-old. She says her opposition is not a case of NIMBY, at least not exactly.
Do I want it in my backyard? No, I do not want it in my backyard. However, I don't think anyone would, but it could certainly make more sense in a place where people could access it easily and not next to a high-density school zone.
Wood is a supporter of a group called Gowanus United. They filed a lawsuit to block the 60,000-square-foot project on 2nd Avenue and 5th Street on the Gowanus Canal. They say the State Department of Corrections didn't complete the required environmental study on traffic and parking in a neighborhood that's at once industrial, residential, and up-and-coming. Ed D'Angelo says the planning wasn't only poor, it was done in secret.
There was no transparency. The state didn't even consult local officials, let alone the local community.
Borough President Eric Adams says he learned about the facility by reading about it in the newspaper. He says it's wrong for the neighborhood and would be better suited near the courts and train lines.
When you have a centralized location where major transportation takes place, where the courts are, where job opportunities are located, where support services are located, that's an ideal place. So we want to see trees grow in Gowanus, not parole detention facilities.
The new facility also isn't scoring points with advocates for prison reform, like Alyssa Aguilera, political director for Vocal New York. She says they'd like to see a number of local offices in different neighborhoods. But she doesn't agree with the tone of some of the other opponents.
I think some of the children holding signs insinuating that people are on parole are unsafe and that they are coming to neighborhoods to commit criminal activity, I think was particularly vile.
The Department of Corrections declined a request for an interview, but they did provide a fact sheet. It says the consolidation will save money. According to the agency, most of the 155 employees will be armed peace officers. The building will have interior and exterior cameras, and every bag will be searched. Parolees used to visit one of three offices in downtown Brooklyn.
When you were on parole, after you did a bit, basically you got one foot in and one foot out the door. They pretty much own your life.
That's Richard Lasath, home less than a month from Attica, where he served 4 years for credit card fraud. He's about to report to his parole officer on Livingston Street at the only office still open in Brooklyn. He says he'd have to be crazy to recidivate near a parole office.
I'm not trying to go back to prison, so in front of parole or around parole is the last place that a person would want to do something.
The best view of the new parole office is in the Whole Foods parking lot across the Gowanus Canal. Michelle O'Day is pushing her 2-year-old son in a cart full of groceries.
People coming out of prison, I would hope that they would want to become part of society, an active person in society, but I don't know if that always works, so it can be a little dangerous.
Steven Gimento runs a family-owned business, Architectural Grill, that makes custom metal products. It's one of the businesses closest to the new parole center. Gimento says he can't believe 400 or 500 people a day will be walking up and down his street.
Just the sheer volume of people, doesn't matter what type of person it is, doesn't care if they're a parolee or they're Boy Scouts.
Gimento says there's no proper lighting or sidewalks on 2nd Avenue.
My employees are coming to me, what are you going to do to make sure we're safe?
Mayor de Blasio says he's reserving judgment about the plan until he has more details. The office is set to open at the beginning of the year. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.